Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Angel Band.
Hey, Papa Legba, open the door. Hey, Papa Legba, we're gonna sing. Hey, Papa Legba, come on away, door. Serpent runs around like chicken skin, makes my soul feel safe within. Rainbow blankets me with light, helps me see through darkest night. Hey, Papa Legba, ouvre pour la souffle. Hey, Papa Legba, open the door. Hey, Papa Legba, ouvre pour la souffle. Hey, Papa Legba, mambo. confusing time. We don't know what time it is. In my world, it's spring ahead, fall over. So I'm confused. We're all confused. But we'll get through it, I think.
If we do it together.
Here's a tune Bobby and I wrote called Place of Grace.
I walk through life.
so many ways. Hold me, angel. Wrap me in your wings, give me shelter. Completely head over heels in love, L-U-V, love. That deep, abiding, internal love that shakes the innards. Yet unrequited. It was a pair of boots. Well, you may laugh, however. Thank you. Not just boots, not just boots. They were cowgirl boots with the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe. The unrequited part, they were $1,800. Well, so far, we're liking you way more than anybody else. On this stage, that's right. Anyway, there was no way to justify these buying of these boots, these beautiful boots that combined the best, most beautiful elements of material and spiritual in footwear form. So I went back, I visited him. You'll still see on the, that's right, handprints. Oh God, that's way too pathetic. Anyway, so I thought about the boots for quite a while on my way, on our way back up to the next gig, and I wrote this little song. I was strolling down the Socorro in Santa Fe, New Mexico. In the plaza near the old city, where all the touristas go. I turned the corner, stopped in my tracks. I couldn't just double back. Now I want to be head to toe in the boots of Guadalupe. So I pulled into till we gas and go, and put a dollar on the lottery. I knew in my heart she wanted these boots to belong to me. But I didn't hit the Powerball, though I missed the big windfall. What to be head to toe in the boots of the Waterloo. Thank you. crawling through fire. Earthly temptation. Washing in the fountain. I lay down my hammer among nails in my wound. I will surrender to the glorious splendor of
story time. Now this is a tune, I just wanted to give a little background on the tune. It's a tune that Bobby wrote the melody and I wrote the lyrics, and I wrote them when the surge was just authorized. And I was sitting at my kitchen table and listening to NPR, and it was really like a bad morning. And it was really sad, and I was trying to figure out what to do. And so this is what I did. I wrote a song, not about sort of being pissed off or helpless, but about what my job is as a mom, my elemental job, and that is to keep my kids safe. Yeah. And by extension, keep her kids safe and your kids safe and your kids safe and your kids safe. And this big sort of circle of safety. So, this is a tune called We Are Shepherds. interested in, there's a free download on our website, angelband.net, and you can get that and take it and pass it along, and I don't know what else to do, but here we are, playing it. Let me introduce everybody real fast. How about that? Bobby Tangray on mandolin. Dig and Deep, Obi-Wan Kenobi Bromberg. Bob Taylor on bass and lead mustache. And the incomprehensible Jeff Weiser on fiddle and mandolin. On a CD that we will indeed have for sale. And we'll be up there signing and stuff, so we'd love to meet you. It's called Angel of the Morning.
Hey!
more tune to do for you tonight. We thank you for your kind generosity and the most beautiful Richard Crooks on drums. So on behalf of, you'd buy me boots, wouldn't you? What's in it for you? On behalf of Jen Schoenwald, Kathleen Weber, I'm Nancy Josephson. Thank you so much.
David Bromberg Band.
jump. I just want a little bit of bourbon whiskey. I'll go get my ass. I'll stop it drunk. I don't want no reason. I never touch no junk.
much equipment this month. God wouldn't even tell me the reason why. You understand, the first time that she quit me this month, she wouldn't even tell me why. You know, I couldn't eat, sleep, drink, or work. Lord help me, I just threw myself down and cried. You know, the second time that she quit me, this month, I really did lose my mind. You understand, the second time that she quit me this month, truly, I really did lose my mind. I just kind of walked around the house talking to myself. Tell you all the truth, I didn't know whether to drop or go on.
Before I go,
be stuck in some dark corner where the sun refuses to shine. Then I'd be here alone, behind the wall that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Tear me far on down the trail. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
It's all blues to me. It's all blues to me. I'll show you what I mean. Thank you.
a tear from my baby's eye. So blind I couldn't see. How much she'd always mean to me. I should've known that she'd forever be on my mind, in my heart. I was blind from the start, lost her love after our last day. Thank you.
shouldn't call this place the Egg. It looked like the Lombardi Trophy. I think that's what it's called. It's the Lombardi Trophy lying on its back. It really looks just like it. I've been here, I think, at least once since I put out what I refer to as my new CD. It's the first one I've done in 17 years. And it's also the first one I ever did just myself on a guitar. I can't remember what I played here in the past, so I'll pick one. I'll sing you. This is an interesting tune that's on that CD. It's interesting because until I recorded it, I'd never played it in front of anybody, ever. Sometimes if I was alone, I picked up a really rich-sounding guitar. I just played the guitar part, but I never sang it to anybody. And it's a great song. And tunes like that, they don't die. What reminded me of it is I have a friend named John Lippincott, who was a brilliant guitar player. He's 20 years old. No, 19. Rotten kid. And he learned a Chicago blues, like a 1950s version of this. This is under from an old 78, sung by a guy named Texas Alexander, one of my favorite guitar. Texas Alexander didn't play guitar. The guitar was played by Lonnie Johnson, who's always been one of my favorites, so I'll play the Levy Camp one. Probably better turn on the guitar first.
Thank you.
back into the archives for some tunes that I haven't done in a long, long time.
Good job, Jack.
I'm not done yet. You're going to think this is a certain song that it ain't, but you'll figure it out when we get there. She's gone. Yes, she's gone. The girl is gone. Solid gone. My brother saw her in Chicago. Somebody saw her down in New Orleans. Ain't no town in the country where my good gal ain't been seen. She's gone. Yeah, she's gone. She's gone. Solid gone. Oh, some people call her sweetheart, but her real name is Nancy Joy. She's my one and only. I'm her lover boy. She's gone. Yes, she's gone. She's gone. Solid gone. Somebody saw her in Chicago. I hear she's down in New Orleans. Ain't no town in the country a good gal ain't been seen. Now look here, fella. If you see her, what I want you to say, go bring your fine self right home today. Just one thing I need to know. What in the world did I do to make her wanna go? She's gone. Solid gone. She's gone. Solid gone. She danced like the devil, but she sang just like an angel child. It breaks my heart, Lord, to think she's out there running wild. Thank you.
see gone. Solid gone. Some people call her honey, but her middle name is Nancy Jo. And she's my one and only people. I'm her baby boy. And more than long lonesome for me, John.
About Mr. C, Curtis Lindbergh. And the far end there is the inexplicable Jeff Weiser playing the fiddle and mandolin. And the guitar, fiddle, and the mandolin is the inextricable Bobby Tangrea. My wife's name is Nancy Josephson. Kathleen Weber. Ben Schoenwald. Angel Ben. They're standing next to the Rock of Gibraltar, the one guy I could never, ever, ever do without. The quarterback of the band, Butch Amian. behind us is the demon of the drums, the sinisher of the cymbals, the sultan of the skins, the kahuna of the kick. The king of the cowbell? Crab of the cowbell, yeah, that's good, I like that. Yeah. No, I remember your name. The god of the groove, Richard Crooks. You always said that your love could stand the test of time. You said it was deeper and stronger, wider, longer. You could feel it was realer than mine. I was supposed to be the playboy. You were the maid, good and true. That was a fairy tale that you believed in, girl. But the thing is, I believed it too. The joke's on me. Yeah, the joke's on me. Oh, baby. The joke's on me. I remember that night that we split up. My, how you cried. I stood there in a knot of emotion. I tried to keep it all inside. And you swore you'd forever love me more than any woman ever would. And when you told me how quickly I'd forget you, girl, you know, I halfway thought I could. The joke's on me. The joke's on me. Yes, it is. Oh, baby. The joke's on me. The joke's on me.
joke's on me. Yes, it is. Oh, baby. The joke's on me.
This is a song that I learned in Nepal, actually. You remember when Emperor was going to see the Maharishi and all that. And I went to Nepal. And I did find the guy who knew the real stuff, you know. And I asked him the secrets of life, and he said that the best way that he could convey it to me was with a parable. And this is that parable. No big deal, Ferris wheel, usual stuff, you know. I walked around the grounds till I found a little tent. Man outside gave a speech and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on her belly like a reptile. All was the same old stuff. Except for one part, he said it won't cost you money. You got to pay with your heart. And all I said, what do you do to you, man? You know the same body cried out the seal last night. Of course, I went right inside and looked around for a seat. The lights went low. The lights went low. And the drum played a beat. Something like this. When he's acting like this. Thank you.
had them itty bitty feet. And she proceeded to entrechat, pas de deux, plié, and do-si-do across the stage like this. She started to get personal with the floor. I mean, it was what she had, what we used to call a meaningful relationship with some of the boards on that stage. It was disgusting. I loved it. She went like this. She went. For any woman to do. And then she went like this. She went. Flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes, yes. She went like this. She went. What? Me? We want to...
What?
You don't mean... Right now? She smiled a smile for the whole world to see. Then she turned her head, looked right at me. I must have jumped at least 10 feet in the air. When I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Show. If you decide to respirate continuously, just turn right around and go. I did not hang out. I went straight to the door. But on my way to, I heard that big bad roar. Belligerent bear, you know, it worked the way the man had predicted in his speech at the start, because when the carny left town, it took along a bunch of my heart, and I still get a pain up to the tip of my bone every time I hear some band play that man's scream on.
Just come in on the midnight special. How about that? The car broke down in Memphis, babe. Stopped dead in its tracks.
just called to tell you that I need you. Just called to tell you how I feel. I feel like someone. It was a terrible thing. And I gave my promise to be home with you. By Saturday night.